Michiganders could decide next year whether to legalize marijuana in the state.
You light up my life.
And how might that ballot question affect the 2018 election? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So the campaign to legalize recreational marijuana,
called, quote, regulate marijuana like alcohol.
Catchy, right?
Mm-hmm. The campaign is waiting for a state elections board to give it the okay on its petition form.
And then it's off to the races. They need more than 250,000 signatures to qualify for the ballot. This is definitely a serious effort with national backing from pro-marijuana groups.
They have got the money and they have got the expertise.
And because this is a serious effort, other political types are wondering what the presence of a marijuana question might mean for other questions and candidates that will make up the rest of the 2018 ballot.
In particular, will it have an effect on voter turnout?
Look at what's happened around the country when other states have had the chance to change their cannabis laws. That has engaged more voters, generally more younger voters.
Jeff Irwin there. He is a former legislator and the political director of the Marijuana Legalization Campaign.
We have seen in recent wave elections that the results turn less on persuading voters to support this candidate or cause than it does on getting people to actually get out and vote.
Right. That's one of the reasons we've seen so much bickering in the legislature about making it easier to vote. You know, issues like absentee and straight ticket voting.
The right ballot question could provide a modest boost in turnout, especially in non-presidential years,
which 2018 will be.
And consider this. Younger voters in Michigan and across the country largely went for Hillary Clinton in November. Here in Michigan, even a modest boost in the youth vote might very well have swung the state to Clinton.
Other potential ballot campaigns are also keeping an eye on this, sort of thinking, hey, they might draft on a surge in pro-marijuana voters who might also support raising the minimum wage or, let's say, mandating earned sick leave for full-time workers.
But it's not a given. Sure, marijuana is a cause that's long been on the progressives' agenda, but it's also appealing to smaller government libertarian-minded voters.
Right, so the coalition supporting those causes might not match up.
Also, what might it mean for the candidates running in 2018? A question on the ballot will also mean those people will be asked to take a position.
Will voters stepping out to support or oppose marijuana legalization, or any of the other questions, expect candidates to share their position?
But every election is different. Mm-hmm. It is impossible to forecast every important factor that might influence the result. Political science studies what happens after an election. Before that, it's political alchemy.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.